I'm going to tell this quick Chardy story. So we went out and did a solo tour, which was me and Chardy. It was the drunkenness of doom of crazy. It was bad. So it was a lot of fun, but Chardy got a little crazy. And we ended, did I already tell this story? Here? Oh. Yeah. I don't think I've ever told anybody. You know, this one, you know, my parents aren't here, that I'm telling stories like this. They're usually here. But we were in Hartford, and Steve and Ben are over there, can vouch for this. After the show was over, I left Chardy at the bar. I just bought this brand new truck, and I was all excited taking on this tour. Like, okay, we're going to drive ourselves. This is going to be, like, totally old school. We'll drive ourselves to the gig. We'll, you know, go to the hotel. We'll all stay in the same room. It'll be great. And Chardy drank a little too much, and I left him at the bar with some fans. I said, you guys, man, you're taking them to the hotel. They're staying at the same hotel. Or no, they weren't even staying there. They just knew where it was. So me and Brian went home and went to the hotel, and then, what was it? He comes stumbling in the room. Ben should probably come up here and tell the story. I won't make you do that. But the next thing I know, the door opens, and he's flinging, and he's taking off the plaques of every door, like the room 107, 108, 109. They're these huge, nice, like, plaques, not these, you know, plastic things. And they come flying in the room one by one. There's, like, 10 of them piling up. I'm like, oh, Jesus. And they're obviously ripping off. They're not, like, Velcroed on there, like, super glued on the wall. And then I'm like, okay, let's just maybe don't say anything. It's like, don't provoke. I'm like a little kid. Don't say anything. Maybe we'll just go to bed. And the next thing, he comes in the room with this enormous painting that he had taken off the wall. Like, as long as his little arms could reach. He carries this huge framed picture he's always like, I'm not doing anything violent. I'm just putting it down over here. It looks better in the room. And he's just doing it to mess with us. So he puts it down in there. I'm like, God, we got to put this thing back. I go out there and I follow him. It's like some sort of Three Stooges thing. I follow him down the hallway and I put it back on the wall. I turn around. He walks over and takes it back off. I mean, literally, it went like four or five times before I was like, all right, look, we got to put this up. I finally put it back up and I go around the corner. And I was the one that put it up, and I guess I put it up wrong, and I turn the corner, and the thing falls and shatters in a million pieces. And I'm like, okay, dude, it's by the elevator. It fell on its own. Let's go to bed. It didn't happen. It's sitting right off under the hook. I'm like, let's just go to bed. And then around the corner comes our friend Brian, and thought it'd be fun to, I don't know if he thought this would calm him down or, blast him out. He blasts him with a fire extinguisher. I mean, I've never seen a fire extinguisher go off like this. He looks like he's covered head to toe in chalk dust, and he's laughing. He's got his sunglasses on, his jacket, and he's like, oh, it's on now. And I try to put the fire extinguisher away and go to bed, and he obviously went and got it. And we just gave a quick, like, zap, like that, quick, psst, and it filled up a place inside the stage. Chardy comes out, and he waits for nice Ben and Steve, who actually took us to dinner and paid for our dinner that night. He thought it'd be a friendly thing to, like, as they came around the corner, blast them till the thing was empty. So the entire 15th floor of this hotel, this is like a huge hotel, it was, you couldn't see in front of your face. You couldn't breathe because of this crap. And we go to bed, and I'm like, and literally within 30 seconds, four fire trucks come pouring down the street. I look out the window, like, oh, we're fucked. And Chardy flees the scene, and in his geniusness, he drops his wallet in the lobby on the way out. So we didn't know he dropped his wallet. He's like, it's all good. He tried to get in the car with these guys, and they're like, no way, because they were covered, totally covered in this stuff. They had to go to work the next morning, like 4 hours later, drive probably 3 hours home and go to work with chalk, with fire extinguisher crap all over them. So they kicked him out of their car. They fled the scene. Chardy tried to flee. Dropped his wallet. We go to bed. We go back upstairs, and then these guys that look like they're like 8 feet tall, these firemen, who are going up and down the hallways, and there's a lady coming out. She goes, I don't know. There's a little kid with the glasses on blasting the fire extinguisher. And totally, I mean, naming him to the T, we're the only people that didn't come out of our room. And we didn't have, thank God we didn't have a room number on our thing. So they were like, they didn't get it where we were. Brian's, we're just covering that, like, just go to sleep. It's not happening. It's not happening. And we like, you know, we're like, okay, we can't lie. If they come to the door, we got to tell the truth. You got to turn this little, he's got to learn. Can't do this. And so I don't know why they didn't knock on our door, but they didn't. And so then the next morning, I go out at 8 a.m. Or no, oh yeah, he comes back. He's like, are they still there? Hey, he's on the phone, like, I don't even know what. I'm out in the streets of Hartford. I'm like, is it safe? I'm like, oh, so pissed. I'm like, all right, you can come back now. but don't come up the elevator. Don't come to the lobby. They're going to see you. You're covered in dust, and you're obviously the idiot that was, before that he had dragged like a big tree through the lobby, so they already were like, oh, that guy's fucking in trouble. So, Trish is getting bored over here. Sorry. He comes in the room, and I'm thinking, okay, he's going to go to bed. He learned his lesson. He whips out a harmonica. He starts playing harmonica, and it went about 20 minutes before I was like, all right, that's it. So he went to bed. I got them up at 8. This was like 6 when we actually went to bed. I'm like, we're getting up at 8. We're getting out of here. And I went down to the garage to get in my truck and leave. And I go down, and I'm telling the story to my friend on the phone. I'm like, you're not going to believe this shit. But this is what happened, blah, blah, blah. And this woman comes down with a pad of paper and all managerial, and she's looking at my truck. She takes on my license plate. I'm like, oh, how did she know that's my car and who I'm involved with it? You know? And then I see in her hand a Xerox copy of Charlie's license. I'm like, how the hell did she get that? Because I didn't know at that point he lost his license. And then we smoothed it out several $100 later. We got out of there. And Charlie, like, went to the principal's office full on to the, like, are you happy? Like, there was this one guy that called him that was so proud, like the janitor guy. Like, I knew it was you the whole time. And he's like, oh, you know, and Charlie had to pipe up. But we got out of there all friendly. No major charges. If there's anybody that works the fire department, I'm very sorry. We learned our lesson that we're not the who yet, and he can't afford to do that. I don't even think we made that much money that night. So Chris is here instead of Charlie, and we're actually going to New York City after the show tonight. So we got to finish one more thing on the vocals tomorrow. We're playing in Hoboken tomorrow, Maxwell's, and that's gonna be good stuff. So. That was one night of the tour, and I'll tell you other nights after this segment.